The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center on the Sacred Heart campus. Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight. Auburn coach Grant Cole, he will go with 5'4" junior Sydney Binder. Also starting tonight, 5'7" junior Jamison Kirkpatrick. 5'10" senior Olivia Swanson. 5'6" junior Addie Maddox, and 5'8" junior Zoe Baltensberger. That's your starting five tonight for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. For the Irish tonight, Coach Luke Sando, it's going to be 5'8" senior Olivia Eichhoff, 5'4" senior Delaney Witt, 5'8" sophomore Kendry Lechtenberg, 5'10" senior Jessica Wurtenberger, and 6' senior Macy Keller tonight for the Irish. Again, the Bulldogs, Sydney Binder, Jamison Kirkpatrick, Olivia Swanson, Addie Maddox, and Zoe Baltensberger. And for the Irish tonight, it is Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller, your starting five in this ball game. They're getting ready to do the pregame festivities here. A look at the starting lineup to the crowd on hand here, which is going to grow. They played the boys' JV game down at Pritchard Auditorium. They played the girls' JV game here at the Rowe Activity Center. And I see some of the boys' folks are coming in. I see the scorekeeper in that game. I see the AD here. Haven't seen the team yet, but I think that game should be over now. They played four quarters down there. So I think it's going to get crowded here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. It's already a pretty good tight fit, and it should only get worse here. We've got time for another two-minute timeout, then we'll be back with a tip-off on Sunny 101.3 tonight.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we are getting the players and starters introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Over on Sister Station, KTNC tonight, Randy Gatula has action on KTNC tonight. He is at Humboldt, where tonight the Eastern Titans are hosting the Pawnee City Indians. So if you're looking for Pawnee City, they are on KTNC 107.1 FM at 12:30 a.m. And of course, all of our games on the World Wide Web, MSCSports.com. Hit the listen live button and either pick KLZA or KTNC if you're looking for the local games around Southeast Nebraska and Northwest Missouri. The Bulldog girls, the visitors tonight, dressed in red. The Irish all dressed in the whites, coming off the Medeckis title run last week. 2-1-3-0 at the 94th Medeckas Tournament, winning the championship in Class A for the third straight year. Talked to Coach Grant Cole for Auburn earlier tonight. He said, 10-5, he said, we're winning the game as we should. We've lost a couple of close ones. I'd like to have a little different result in, but overall, pretty decent season right now for the Auburn Bulldogs. Gentry Lechtenberg steps in the center circle for Sacred Heart, and she'll jump it up against Olivia Swanson, and the Bulldogs control the tip in the backcourt to start tonight's ball game. They go left to the right toward the east bucket here in the first half tonight. Take the ball down in the right corner to Sydney Binder. She's got one of those nose masks on, like you've got a broken nose. And here's a pass to the sideline, and it gets past Olivia Swanson out of bounds. It will be Irish basketball. So Sacred Heart gets the basketball, and it is Jessica Wurtenberger bringing the front, handed off now to Delaney Witt. Across the court, left side for Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff moving the ball from the left to the right. Out to Wurtenberger, drives into the lane, left hand up off the glass, up and down, and a two-pointer for Jessica Wurtenberger, and the Irish take the early lead in the ball game. To the front come the Bulldogs with it, take it to the top of the key to Zoe Baltensberger. Off to Binder, right side corner. She'll dribble back out of the top. Needs help against the man-to-man defense here. Passing around, Addie Maddox. Back away now to Baltensberger over the left side, and a jumper on the way from Swanson. Three ball up and down. Olivia Swanson puts the Bulldog girl ahead. 3-2, a minute into the ball game. To the front court, Eichhoff with it, right side, moving left with the dribble. Gives it up for Macy Keller out on the right side. Over now it goes to Witt, and a three ball on the way, a little too strong that time for Delaney Witt, and the ball ricochets off the rim, goes to the sideline, out of bounds. Bulldog basketball with 6:38 to go, quarter number one. Off the floor of the basketball, here comes Sydney Binder, a 5'4 junior. 1-4 high offense. Everybody lined up across the free throw line for Auburn. Now they move down a little bit. Binder on the left side wing dribbles back to the top, around a defender, off to the top, Baltensberger, right side corner for Swanson. Swanson dribbles back out to the top. The ball is dropped by Maddox, picked up, stolen. Here is Wurtenberger on the run out at the other end, and up and good, and the Irish take the lead back now 4-3. Wurtenberger, a do-it-all player for the Irish. Inside, shot blocked by Keller, and put up there by Addie Maddox in the paint. Get it ahead to Eichhoff in the paint, spinning in, left hand over the front, no good. Came down, got her own rebound, and she gets fouled on the putback. So the foul on the Bulldogs. Foul will go on Addie Maddox, 5'6 junior. First foul of the ball game puts Olivia Eichhoff at the line for Sacred Heart, and the senior fires it up there on the rim. Two hops, no good. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming for Olivia Eichhoff. Senior gets ready, eyes the bucket, it's on the way up, it's short, no good. Coming down with the basketball, McKenna Turner just checked in there on the break. I hear the horn sound, so she snuck in there. McKenna Turner in the ball game, a 5'5 junior, and the held ball after she grabbed it. Held ball belongs to the Irish. Eichhoff inbound to Lechtenberg, handed back to Eichhoff, free throw line. Floating left with a dribble, now looking and directing traffic. She backs up to the sideline, goes right with it, looks to the corner, now passes back to Keller, and around to Wurtenberger. She's going to fire a triple. It's up, it's down. Nothing but net. Wurtenberger's got seven early, and it's 7-3. She's got all the Irish points so far. 5:20 to go in the first quarter with the ball front court. Kirkpatrick with it, down to Binder. Binder with the basketball, looks around, passes the ball left side, around the perimeter he goes, now to Kirkpatrick. Anderson comes back around to the right side. Binder for three, off the mark, front edge, no good, rebound to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger lobs ahead, and it is a layup at the other end for Gentry Lechtenberg. Here comes Auburn, down by 6, 9-3. They led 3-2. Pass inside to Baltenberger. She bounces away, ran into Keller. And now the ball back out, kicked by Wurtenberger as the bounce pass is attempted. And it will be Bulldog basketball on the side, 20 feet up off the baseline. Inbounding will be Swanson. Looks it in to Binder. Sydney back to the left side with it now. Gives the ball up there for Kirkpatrick. To the top, Baltenberger. Right side, Binder on the wing, drives baseline in the paint, turns around, hands the ball off. Shot no good by Baltenberger, and the rebound comes in. And Eichhoff on the run the other way for the Irish with the rebound. Backs up, moves forward, gets it off to Delaney Witt. Witt to the top of the key, lobs it into Keller, and led her just a little too far. Couldn't hang on to it. Ball is saved back in bounds, and Kirkpatrick will take it for Auburn. Ahead, up the floor, through traffic, a blocked shot, but a foul as McKenna Turner went to the lane. A foul will go against Sacred Heart on Gentry Lechtenberg. First foul of the game against the Irish, and it's McKenna Turner at the free throw line to shoot a pair. The first one is up and short off the front edge. She'll have one more coming here. Halfway through the first quarter, 9-3, Sacred Heart with the lead. Second one coming. It's on the way up, and it's good. Dropped right through the net. 9-4 into the ball game for Auburn comes Addison Darnell, a 5'5 freshman. She replaces Swanson. Darnell played a bunch in that junior varsity game, just completed here a little bit ago. Should have plenty left. They only played two quarters of JV tonight. And it will be Witt with the basketball in the circle. Spins around, gets it to Lechtenberg. Passes off to Keller, left side wing. Now inside, Wurtenberger posts up in the paint. Double team, powers it up over two defenders in the hole again. And she's got 9. It's 11-4, the Irish lead. Left side, the ball goes that way to Jameson Kirkpatrick. Back out to the top now, hand the ball away to Darnell. Darnell to Binder, going right side between two defenders. Lechtenberg reaches in, held ball. This time stays on the Bulldog end on the alternating possession. Down on the baseline, Eichhoff checks out of the game, replaced in there by freshman Daisy Witt, 5'4 freshman. Everybody in a corner of the lane for Auburn on the inbound. Lob it into the middle. Baltenberger with the catch. Throws it outside around the perimeter. Darnell to the right side. Driving in. Turner up for two. Up no good. Rebound brought down by Delaney Witt. Witt with a long pass ahead to Daisy Witt. Back to Delaney on the right side. Backs up toward the corner at midcourt. Now dribbles around the left side, down the lane, throws it up off the glass. I'm not quite sure how it got there, but it did. It went in the hole, and it's 13-4, the Irish lead by 9. At the other end now, Sydney Binder with the basketball. Binder to Darnell, right side, give it over to Turner. Inside, Baltenberger off the glass, turn around, no good. Rebound brought down by Keller, who was on the defense. To Wurtenberger, ahead to Lechtenberg with the left hand. It's up, it's down, and a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. Foul will go against Addison Darnell, her first, team foul number 2. Lechtenberg out on the run, gets the basket, the assist to Wurtenberger. And as many times as I've seen the Irish this year, Wurtenberger to Lechtenberg is going to give me trouble all night and all season. Free throw won't go, and the rebound comes down. Finally, a rebound grabbed up there by Baltenberger. That's about the first rebound Auburn has came down with in this ballgame. They've been making baskets, both teams, or City Hart's been kind of dominating the board so far. Baltenberger down the lane with the dribble, had it knocked away by Keller, out of bounds on the end line. Eichhoff in, now Delaney Witt checks out for the Irish. Now what we got? Timeout held by, got an untied shoe. The official says, Gentry Lechtenberg, you need to tie that. And she does. And we're ready to go again. Triggering in from the baseline, Addie Maddox brings it into the top to Darnell. Darnell, Addison moving to the right side to Sydney Binder. Binder fakes left, goes right up, too strong. The rebound, a foul shot, no, by Baltenberger. And she's fouled on the putback attempt. foul on Sagan. Or Jessica Wurtenberger, her first team foul number two, all even in that category so far. At the line now, Zoe Baltonsberger on the way up and rattles off, no good. She'll get another one. Out of the game goes Jamison Kirkpatrick. Back into the contest, Olivia Swanson, the 5'10 senior for the Bulldogs. Free throw on the way up, rattles, no. Rebound, Icom. Olivia Icom pulls down her third board, pushes it quickly to the front, stops at the top of the key, and goes around a defender. The ball's knocked loose. She recovers it. Binder and a good job, quick hands on the defense. Eichhoff looking left side. Wurtenberg cut to the hole. Got her the pass, and she lays it off the glass on the baseline. Double figures for Wurtenberger. 17-4, Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. Sagan Heart jumped out to a 17-4 lead. Jessica Wurtenberger with 11 points early in this ballgame for Sagan Heart. Coming into this ballgame, she is averaging double figures on the year at 13.3 points per game. She's almost there. Binder to the front with a dribble. Double team, pass tip, but gets it through to Baldensbarger. Underneath and then inside out from Maddox. Out it goes and shot up no good by Swanson. Ripping the rebound down. Wurtenberger away from a couple of Bulldog defenders. Ahead to Eichhoff on the right side. Wayne keeps the dribble. Coming with the left hand around the left side. Keller, top of the key. Inside, it's Lechtenberg knocked away. And then Gentry trying to get the ball back commits her second foul of the ball game. She is a sophomore. She has done much better of late of not committing fouls. This got too early here tonight. That was a trouble spot earlier this season, but she's done much better. Auburn to the front. Sydney Binder with it. Sydney took that mask off during the timeout. Out on the right side. Three ball short off the rim. No good. Keller with the rebound. The shot was put up there by Olivia Swanson, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Good job defending there by Baltonsberger. Sagan Heart will bring Avery Santo into the ball game. Delaney Witt back over on that far right side now. And now it is Eichhoff working, looking inside, nothing there. Now they go inside. Wurtenberger, little left-hand hook shot up, no good. Rebound, Baldensberger. Held ball will go to the Irish. Baldensberger with her third rebound. Reaching in there and getting the held ball with Sacred Heart's Keller, I believe. Now the Irish will inbound from the baseline. Wurtenberger, trigger, into Eichhoff. Good job, defender, tipping it away, Addison Darnell. Darnell, just a freshman, knocks the ball loose on the side. Now Wurtenberger will step out there, pick up a piece of candy, throw it in the trash. Okay. I told you, she's a do-it-all type of player. Clean the floor. She might mop at halftime. I'm not sure. Lobs it in. Eichhoff with it. Eichhoff with the basketball. Backing up near midcourt. Auburn, man-to-man defense here. Off it comes, left side. Delaney Witt, cross-court to Wurtenberger, the Irish holding for one shot, 15 on the clock. Wurtenberger will hand it off to Eichhoff. Olivia out top against the man-to-man. 8 on the clock, moves up, looks to Keller, inside Wurtenberger. There's that left hand again, scoops it up and in. She's got 13, and after one, surprising a little bit, Sacred Heart 19, Auburn 4. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Sagar girls over the Auburn girls after one quarter, 19-4 the score. Auburn took a brief 3-2 lead on a three-pointer by Olivia Swanson. And after that, the Irish have ran off a 17-1 scoring binge here. Auburn Bulldog basketball at midcourt. Sydney Biner coming up the floor. The junior off now to the freshman. Darnell back across the floor and in the free throw circle. Faking the shot. Kirkpatrick back in there. And now to Darnell. Kirkpatrick, right side elbow. Backing in with the dribble. Gets the ball away to the top. Takes it over to the left corner for Darnell again. And now swinging around to Swanson, right side. Good defense by the Irish here. And now a three-pointer on the way up, and in and out, no good. Rebound to Wurtenberger. The shot was put up that time by Maddox. At the other end, the ball is loose, picked off by Auburn. Coming down with it, Darnell. Should get the ball out of there, running the floor. Up the floor they go to Maddox. Right side jumper, short, no good by Kirkpatrick. Oh, and we've got an injured player on a collision. Foul on Delaney Witt. Getting up, holding her left knee, but she's up and walking. Delaney's first foul, team foul number 4. I think they hit knees is what I think happened there. She's limping a little bit, flexing it, but she's going to stay in the game. Bring the ball in, take it over to the left side now with the basketball. Handling it, Jamison Kirkpatrick, right side, give it to Binder. Sydney, like we said, she took that nose thing off. A lot of players see when they break a nose or get hit in the nose, they wear that. She took it off in midway through the first quarter tonight. Now over to the left side, it goes to Kirkpatrick. Skip it back across in the middle and down the lane. Shot on the way, too strong. Up, no good by Maddox. Rebound to Macy Keller. The Irish outlet, Wurtenberger ahead to Eichhoff. Beyond the three-point line on the left side, works right side. Hands it off there to Witt. Witt back out top to Keller. Inside Wurtenberger. Spin move up. Foul on the shot with the right hand this time. Foul will go on Auburn's Addie Maddox. Addie picks up her second. Team foul number 3. All right, Wurtenberger to the line for the first time tonight. 13 points and make it 14 as she connects on the free throw. Back in, so Baltonsberger. She'll check in there for the Bulldogs in place, I believe, of Maddox. Free throw up and good. Wurtenberger nails them both. And it's 21-4, the Irish lead, now up by 17. Nobody stayed back to take the inbound. Now they come back. And it's in the hands forward. Now to the front court of Swanson. Olivia looking off the right side. Give there to Baltonsberger. Down low in the right corner to Kirkpatrick. Dribbles to the top. Thought about putting one up. Didn't. Binder on the left side, down in the corner with the pass there to Swanson. Swanson dribbling, trying to get in, guarded there by Eichhoff. Now back out top, a high arching three-pointer is up, and it is good. Making the shot there, Jasmine Kirkpatrick. She's got 3, and it's 21-7. Eichhoff with it into Keller, deep, kicks it out. Witt for a three ball, too strong, and the rebound comes down for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to the front, on the right side, goes with the basketball to Swanson. Swanson gives the ball away now to Mackenzie Stanley, who checked in the last break. Stanley, 5'9", junior. 21-7, Sacred Heart with a lead in our girls' game. The boys' game will follow. And now as they dribble around, traveling will be called against Olivia Swanson here on the Bulldogs. Sacred Heart with sub here. Back into the ball game comes Daisy Witt in there for Avery Santo. Sacred Heart ball. Take the ball to the right side to Witt. Passes left side, Eichhoff. Eichhoff moving against the defense from the left to the right. Now starts to back in. They overplay her. Turn around, little hook shot up there, no good. Rebound to McKenna Turner. Turner coming out of there with the basketball to the front court with a dribble. Lobs it down low, intended there for Baldensberger. Mr. Wide, and it's taken away by Wurtenberger. Jessica up the front court for the Irish. Hands it off there for Eichhoff. She'll shoot the 15-footer around the rim, no good. And the rebound stolen away by Wurtenberger after it was grabbed up there by Turner. Oh, underneath is a Daisy Witt. They couldn't see her in time. Delaney tried to get the ball to her. Looked like it might have been touched by an Auburn player, but the official standing right there said, nope, off the Irish, out of bounds. 4:24 to go in the first half. 21-7, Sacred Heart. The Irish have scored just two here so far this second period. Inside Baldensberger, forces her way in over Wurtenberger. Shot up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Timeout called by the Irish. They lead by 14, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Sacred Heart at the Rowe Activity Center. And it is 21-7, Sacred Heart with the lead over the Auburn Bulldog girls here. Coach Luke Sano took the timeout for the Irish. This team has been stagnant here in the second quarter. They had 19 after one quarter. Now they've got 21. We played almost half of the second quarter. Delaney Witt at the point moves over, throws the ball across the timeline to Eichhoff, back to Delaney. Auburn extends their defense out here. Now the right corner, Wurtenberger, three ball up and in and out, no good. Rebound and coming out of there. And now it's Auburn off the Baldensberger rebound. Ahead up the floor comes Turner. Turner with it. Moving the ball to the right side. Hands the ball off there for Kirkpatrick. Jasmine gets it away to Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley back out top with it. Swings the ball down low and a three-pointer on the way up. Off the rim, no good by Swanson. Rebound brought down by Delaney, or excuse me, by Daisy Witt. She'll push it over to Delaney and now to Wurtenberger. Takes on two defenders. Bounce pass underneath the bucket for Macy Keller, who lays it up for two. 23-7. Nobody stayed back for Auburn to bring the ball in. Timeout called by Coach Grant Cole before he got a 5-second call. Timeout Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the first half of our girls' game. Sacred Heart leading Auburn 23-7 here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Sacred Heart jumped out to a 19-4 lead after one quarter. it's 4-3. The Irish lead here in the second quarter. Not a lot of scoring here in this period. Defense pretty good. Both these teams play tough defense. We're still huddled up here. That's been a full timeout they took. Auburn's 10-5. Sacred Heart 12-2 on the air. Ready to roll. All right, up the floor with the basketball. Sydney Binder for the Bulldogs off the right side now to Kirkpatrick. Jasmine passed the ball away there to Maddox. Out of left side, Binder trying to dribble it ahead up to Baltenberger. Three balls straight out in front, off the side, no good. Rebound, Kirkpatrick, down the right side of the lane, up and good. She's got five, and it's 23-9. To the front we go, Sagan Hart to Eichhoff on the left circle. Lobs it up to Keller, bounces it out to D.C. Witt for three, and it's up and it's good. That ball never spun a bit. It came out of her hand and it never moved. Usually you see the ball spin a little bit, but not on that shot. Pass inside, Baltenberger bounces off of Wurtenberger. Back to Auburn, Binder for three, left side, flat iron, no rebound, Eichhoff for the Irish. And we get a foul on the Bulldogs. Foul will be called on Zoe Baltenberger. Zoe picks up her first. Team fouls even at four apiece here in the first quarter. Good officiating crew tonight. We won't see a lot of fouls called. They'll let the kids play. Up the floor, left side with it. Eichhoff at the two-minute mark of the first half. A.C. Witt to Delaney. Delaney backs out near midcourt. Now to Eichhoff. Now Wurtenberger, left baseline, skips it over the top, knocked loose. Keller picks it up. Macy looking, gets it to now Dacey to Delaney. To Dacey, couldn't make a clean catch, and the ball off her hands, out of bounds. 26-9, Sagan Hart, 1:39 left in the first half. We'll have the halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College coming up here as part of our Bruce State College game of the week. Driving Baltenberger off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger ahead. Now to Eichhoff. Looking. Skips it over to Delaney Witt. Trying to move to the right. Now throws underneath. Wide open. Wurtenberger. Left hand, left side. That's too easy. Jessica's now got 17 in the ball game. It's 28-9. Three-pointer at the other end, up and down. Olivia Swanson with her second long ball of the ball game, and it's 28-12 with a minute to go in the first half. 1-3-1 defense now by Auburn as they pick up at midcourt. Dacey Witt picked up her dribble, gives it to Eichhoff. Actually play for one here, we'll see. It's 44 seconds. Wurtenberger, left baseline, but she draws a crowd in a hurry. Back to Eichhoff. Dacey Witt in the right corner. And now the Irish are going to play for one. Out to Delaney Witt. Cross court to Wurtenberger at the 32nd mark of the first half. Eichhoff holds the basketball out near the midcourt center circle. Standing there with it. Auburn in a 1-3-1 defense. Dacey Witt moves from the right corner to the left corner on the baseline. Now comes out toward the top in front of the Auburn bench. 11 on the clock. Eichhoff will move. The Irish start to circle. Back to Wurtenberger. Top of the key, three ball, up, off the rim, no. Keller, the rebound, put back, no, but a whistle, a foul with 2.5 seconds to go in this first half. It looked for all the world like that ball was going to go in for long range. Sydney Binder picks up her first foul. Team foul number five, and Macy Keller at the line, shoot two here. First one up, and good. That makes it 29-12, is that right? Here comes Wurtenberger out of the ball game. Back in is Avery Sando for the Irish. Second free throw up and rattles it, bang, and it falls in the hole. 30-12, Sagan Hart. And Baltenberger, will it count? Didn't matter, didn't go anyway. 30-12, the Irish lead here at halftime in our girls game tonight. 30-12 is the score at halftime. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. It's far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs, they got 4 in the first quarter, 8 more in the second quarter for their total of 12. Leading the way, Olivia Swanson, 6 points and a couple of 3-pointers. Jasmine Kirkpatrick got 5 points in the first half. 1 point for McKenna Turner for their total of 12. Auburn 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Addie Maddox, the only player with more than one foul for Auburn. She has 2 in the first half. For the Irish in the first half tonight, it is 17 for Jessica Wernberger. She scored 13 in the first quarter, 17 in the first half. Macy Keller has 4. Gentry Lechtenberg has 4, 3 for Daisy Witt, 2 for Delaney Witt, and the Irish went 4 for 4 in the second quarter at the free throw line. They are 4 for 7 at the line in the first half. Gentry Lechtenberg, 2 fouls for the Irish, nobody else with more than one for Sage Hart in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Again, our halftime score, 30-12, the Irish with the lead. On our other game going on right now over on Sister Station, KTNC, halftime in the girls' game, Humboldt Table Rock Senior leading Pawnee City 15-13. 30-12 our score here right now. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to check that silly weather forecast. It's calling for all kinds of bad stuff we really don't want to know about. And then we'll hear more from our sponsors. We'll be back with second half action in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 a.m. Thursday morning. Lows level off around 31 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, high of 37. 26 tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime of one of our Pruse College games of the week here tonight. It is Sacred Heart hosting Auburn in a girl-boy doubleheader. Halftime for a girls game, it's 30-12. Sacred Heart with the lead over Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Here's the Bulldogs, 10-5 on the year. Sacred Heart, 12-2 on the season. Coming up later this week, more high school basketball your way here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up on Thursday. Figure out where we're going here. Thursday night on Sunny, Humboldt Table Rock Senior at Johnson County Central up in Tecumseh. Over on KEMC on Thursday night, Conestoga will be at Fall City to take on the Tigers. And then a game on Friday night on Sunny 101.3, Fall City's Sacred Heart will take on Pawnee City in a girl-boy doubleheader on Friday night. So, full week of basketball here coming up on Sunny 101.3 over on Sister Station as well, KTNC. Clock is winding down here. The teams are huddled up with their coaches, and we're about ready to go with the second half. Two lead changes early. Sacred Heart jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Auburn hit a three-pointer to get the lead in the game. 3-2. CR took it right back at 4-3 and have not looked back since that point. 18 has been the biggest lead of the ball game, which is where we're at right now for the Irish. It will be CR basketball. Start this third quarter of action here tonight. They are still huddled up with Coach Luke Sando. And the last thing out of Coach Luke Sando's mouth, we're up here in the weight room area above the basketball floor. We're right behind the scores. It was close, a little closer to the Irish bench. The Irish bench, Luke Sando said the last thing I heard him say was, don't foul. All right. Wurtenberger at half court, inbound to Olivia Eichhoff, and we are underway off the right side. Delaney Witt spinning with a dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldog girls. Handed off to Eichhoff. Top of the key, now to the right side of the floor. Wurtenberger posting up. They can't get her the ball. Keller off the left side to Witt. Inside Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, Keller, free throw circle jumper. Too strong. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Gentry comes down with it. And now it gets it to Eichhoff. Olivia moving to the right side. Big dribble now stops. Keeps going with the dribble. Now moves back to the left. And down in she goes, fought away between two defenders, and hit it with the left hand, her first bucket of the ballgame. 32-12, the Irish up now by 20. Inside, nice move, Olivia Swanson with a two-pointer off the glass. She's got eight. A minute into the third quarter, it will be Eichhoff spinning to the free throw circle. Backing up, inside Wurtenberger, double team, they push under. Keller for three, buries it, nothing at the bottom of the hole. Hit a little bit of net, that was about it. That's seven for Keller. She does not make many of those. Doesn't shoot many of those. 35-14, the lead now 21 for Sacred Heart. At the other end, Binder in traffic, kicks the ball to the left corner. Three-pointer in, out, no good for Swanson. Rebound grab taken away by Baltensparker. Back to Binder for three. It's up and down. Sydney Binder with her first three of the ball game. 35-17. Coach Luke Sando up. Not happy with the defensive effort that trip. Up the floor we go. Eichhoff around a pick. Inside. Splits defenders. Layup. Right side. Good. Eichhoff comes out aggressive here in the third period. 20-point Irish advantage. 37-17. With it. Maddox drives. Blocked by Lechtenberg, picked up by Keller. She'll get it to Wurtenberger. Jessica looking up the floor, keeps on dribbling, hands off now to Delaney Witt. Witt with a basketball, driving down the left side, kicks over to the corner to Eichhoff. Dribbles in, past one defender, layup, left side, no good. Rebound Baltenberger, her fifth of the ball game. Now up the floor come the Bulldog girls with it out to the top. Baltensparker underneath, all alone. Layup is good by Addie Maddox. And it's 37-19, Sacred Heart. 5:19 to play here in the third quarter. An 18-point Irish lead. Out top of the ball. Eichhoff gives the ball away on the far left side now. And it's Delaney Witt. Pass down to Lechtenberg. Left side baseline. Spins out, back to Keller, lobs into Wurtenberger, rolls to the hole, right side. Pretty good looking block there, but a foul will be called, and the referee says she came down on top of the arm. Foul will be on Addie Maddox, and Addie's picked up her third foul, team foul number one and a half against the Bulldogs. Free throw line up, no good for Wurtenberger. 17 first half points for the Irish senior. First miss of the line tonight. She's 2 for 3. McKenna Turner, 5'5 junior, into the ballgame now for the Bulldogs. She checks in there for Maddox. Wurtenberger ready again. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up, and it's good. And a timeout on the floor. 38-19. The Irish have the lead over the Bulldog girls. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
5:01 to go in the third quarter. Shea Hart up 38-19 over the Auburn Bulldog girls. The boys' game will follow here in a little bit tonight. Binder to the front to Turner. Turner's pass blocked, stolen away. Wurtenberger. It's 2-on-2. Wurtenberger all the way up the right side. Stutter step goes. Oh, nice job. Shot blocked from behind by Kirkpatrick. That's a nice block. Up the left side, and Ikov jumps the pass, knocks it out of bounds away from Sydney Binder. It will be Bulldog ball right in front of their bench. Inbounding, McKenna Turner gets ready on the left side. Auburn going toward the west bucket here, right to left as we look at it here in this third quarter tonight. Pass inside, Valtenberg got open, got away from her defender and lays it up. And that's her first 2 points of the ball game. 38-21, 4:23 to go here in the third period. The Irish with the lead, off to Delaney Wood on the right side. Dribbling across the floor, pulls up, three ball short. Rebound brought down to Olivia Swanson. Swanson to Binder, ahead to Turner. Left side, wheels back out of there. Pass it out to Swanson. Swanson will hold it, goes over to Binder. Right side, down, gives it away there for Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, whoa, just about lost her balance and traveled. Good job holding her spot. To Binder, three ball, left side wing, no, follows it, got her own rebound. Back out now, a three-pointer on the way up and down for Jasmine Kirkpatrick. She has 8 in the ball game now. Now we'll come back the other way, 38-24. The 21-point lead is now a 14-point lead for the Irish. Icon gives the ball up. Keller, right side. Delaney Witt, who has only 2 points here in his ball game tonight. She had 4 triples in the championship of the Medexus tournament last Friday night. Gives it to Keller. Macy over left side to Eichhoff. Looking into Wurtenberger. They're playing in front and behind her now. And now Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, free throw line. Gives it to Keller. Right block. Turned with the right hand. Short, no good. Out of it. Good catch by the official. Self-preservation, that's called. It's your catcher. Get hit in the face. He caught it. Sigurd will bring Lechtenberg out of the ball game. In comes Daisy Witt. 2:59 to go in the third. Bring it in to Wurtenberger. Takes it right back in to Eichhoff. Triple teamed. Almost 4 defenders on her. She shoots and ends up on the floor. The foul will be on McKenna Turner, her first. Team foul number 2 of the half on Auburn. No fouls yet this third period on Sacred Heart. Eichhoff at the line sets herself up. It's on the way. It's short. No good. Olivia now 0-for-3 at the line tonight. She's a streaky free throw shooter. She is on or she's off usually. So far tonight, off. Up and good. Parries that one. Nothing but net. 5 points all in the quarter for Eichhoff for the Irish. 39-24. McKenna Turner to the front court. Her team down by 15. Take the ball to the top. Ballsberger down the lane. Kicks it right side there for Kirkpatrick. Back into Ballsberger. Shoots it over. Keller up and good. 4 for Ballsberger. 2:28 to go in the third. 39-26. Take it hard. Over the left side. Eichhoff to the free throw line. Over to Witt. Delaney Witt drives in the paint. Throws it up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound. Ballsberger. She is doing a lot of work in that middle on the rebounds for Auburn now. To the front court with it, McKenna Turner gives it off on the right side. Ballenberger down the lane. Stops on the right side of the lane. Left side, Binder, guarded there by Eichhoff. Out to the top. Ballenberger going to fire a long one and off the back iron, no. Rebound, Delaney Witt, and she got fouled from behind. That was kind of a cheap one there for McKenna Turner. Not a lot of contact, just enough contact to draw a foul. Third team foul, second personal foul. Daisy Witt brings it in to Delaney Witt. Little sis to big sis, up the floor it goes. coming around will be Eichhoff, top of the key, cut off there. Now restarts, gets it to Wurtenberger. Jessica moving now down the left side of the lane between defenders, left hand up and good. That's 20. I have no idea if she's left-handed, but she sure must be the way she, well as she shoots that left hand. But she does a lot of good work with the right hand, too. Take the ball inside. Zoe Baltensberger moving in on Keller. Spins, moves left, moves right, turns to the left, and put it off the glass for two more. 6 1/4 and in the game. The lead is 13 now for the Irish. 41-28. Bulldogs trying to fight their way back into this one. Now down the lane, Eichhoff, and she got stripped of the ball. Binder on the run, taking it in between two defenders, blocked by Wurtenberger. Coming out with the ball will be Delaney Witt with 51 seconds to go in the third. Underneath it goes to Daisy Witt, and now to Eichhoff. The Irish are probably going to play for one here with 43 seconds to go in the period. Spread out the defense, man-to-man defense by the Bulldog girls here. 34 seconds on the clock. Take it over to Delaney Witt. Now to Daisy in the midcourt circle. Off to Wurtenberger with 25 seconds to go. Come off to Eichhoff. Now she'll stand there and hold it. If they give her a chance, they're going to come out and guard her this time. She'll dribble from one side to the other. Broke away. No count now. Moves in. A lot of contact. 9 on the clock. Now Keller looks over the right side. Daisy Witt inside. Wurtenberger up. No good. Rebound. Baltensberger. And coming down on top of her is going to be Jessica Wurtenberger. That'll be her second foul. First foul of the half on the Irish. Baltensberger will get another rebound here for Auburn. 2 seconds to go in this third quarter. Into the game comes Avery Sando for the Irish. Out goes Eichhoff. And now Binder takes the inbound. He got to midcourt, couldn't get a shot off. After three, Sacred Heart 41, Auburn 28. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference Room.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Roe Activity Center. We're on the Sacred Heart campus, Fall City. The Irish lead 41-28 here in our girls' game tonight. Boys' game will follow here in a little bit. One more quarter to play here. The Irish up 13 points. We will have Auburn basketball to start this fourth quarter. They outscored the Irish 16-11 in quarter number three. But the Irish had an 18-point lead at halftime, and it's now a 13-point lead. Auburn with a lot of work to do to get back in this thing. Inbounding will be Addy Maddox, the 5'6 junior. Bring it in to Binder. Auburn is going to have to pick up the pace here. Off the right side, it goes to Addison Darnell. Back it comes to Maddox, midcourt, middle, and now over to Binder. Binder moves across. Baltensberger underneath, and Wurtenberger blocks the shot put up there by Maddox. I'll tell you what, just Wurtenberger has had herself a ball game. Steals, blocks, a lot of points, 20 of them, in fact, so far. And several rebounds. Bring the ball in, out top. Swing it right side. Now it goes over that far side to Baltensberger. Rather, shoot, that's 12, not 32. Kirkpatrick. Binder trying to drive on Eichhoff and does. Kicks it over there to the right side for Kirkpatrick. Jasmine spinning in against Wurtenberger to Baltensberger. Free throw line jumper, no. Keller with the rebound, hands it to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt up the right side, hands it off to Eichhoff in front of the Irish bench. Olivia into the paint, spins, throws it up a little wildly that time. Had it open for a foul, didn't get the whistle, and now it's Auburn with the rebound. and they throw the pass behind Binder coming up the floor, and the city can't get turned around quick enough. Look at that, she got a hand on it, and that was about it. All right, back to live action we go. Irish basketball, a minute gone by in the fourth, ahead to Keller, back to Eichhoff. Top of the key, moving to the right side, give the ball off there. Wartenberger down the lane, dishes it off, up and good for Gentry Lechtenberg. Her first hoop since the first quarter, 6 points now in the ball game. 43-28, the lead is 15 for the Irish. Here we go back the other way now. Auburn ball, Binder, guarded by Witt. Sydney got away, left hand, throws it up in the paint. No rebound to Macy Keller. Her fifth rebound of the night. Goes 7 points for the Irish senior. Eichhoff, right side of the floor, moves around the pick by Keller. Defender goes under the screen. And now it is Delaney Witt off to Wartenberger. Right elbow holds the ball, dribbles right, coming back left. Screen there by Keller. Wartenberger keeps it off to Delaney Witt. Moving with the dribble from the right to the left. And the ball lost when she made the turn. Taken away by the Bulldogs. Driving it all the way up the floor the other way is Kirkpatrick. Dishes it back there. Maddox can't hit the three. The rebound comes down to Eichhoff, her fifth board of the ball game. Eichhoff on the right side with it for the Irish. Spins to the baseline. Left hand, right side won't go. Rebound grabbed up. Addison Darnell. Baltenberger, 7 rebounds to lead the Bulldogs in this contest. There we go. Front court with it. Darnell, the freshman. Off to the left side. Maddox, a junior. And now Baltenberger, another junior. So passes the ball off there for Darnell again to Baltenberger. Now corner. Binder, three ball, left side up and good, and a timeout called. Sydney Binder, their second long one. Hit lead down to 12, 43-31. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5 minutes left in your Peru State College game of the week involving the Auburn and Sacred Heart girls here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. 43-31, the Irish have the lead. Timeout was taken by the Bulldogs. They have 2 left in the game. They've cut what was a 21-point deficit in the third quarter down to 12 now. The Irish were scoring pretty easily in the middle at times. Of course, like I said, Jess Gorberg had 13 in the first quarter for Sacred Heart to build up a 15-point lead after one quarter for the Irish. Now it's Sacred Heart ball. Wartenberger will bring the ball into Olivia Eichhoff, and she'll work the ball slowly up the floor to the front court. Moves to the left, free throw circle. Keller comes out, takes it against the zone, now to Sando. Avery dribble around, knocked away momentarily. Wartenberger has it. Now in the middle again. Keller, top of the key, throws to the middle. Lechtenberg got away from a defender, got the shot off, but a foul, I think, on Turner. It is McKenna Turner, her third foul, fourth team foul of the half on the Bulldogs. And the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg, 0-for-1 on the night. Up and got it. Hit the front, climbed over, went to the back, went to the side, and went in the cylinder. 44-31, the Irish lead, 4:32 to go in the game. Up and got that one. 8 points for Lechtenberg, and the lead is 14 again for Sacred Heart's girls. Auburn, let's see now, coach coach. Grant Cole's good, but he's not good enough to sneak a sixth player in there. Back looking, I believe, let's see. I was looking the other way. With the ball now is Maddox. Swanson's in there. They throw the ball over the left side for Turner. Wide on the pass. She couldn't come away with it. And the ball is out of bounds in front of the Auburn bench. It'll go to the Irish. Sagart working the ball methodically up the floor here with 4:15 to play in the ball game. And the ball off to Wurtenberger. They're going to run a little weave out top. Switch defensively to Auburn underneath Lechtenberg. Pass not tall enough. Knocked away by either Baltenbarger or Darnell, one of the two. Delaney Witt checks back in for the Irish now in place of Avery Sando. So inbounding will be Sagart, and it's going to go in all the way near midcourt from Eichhoff to Delaney Witt. Now she'll hand the ball off. Wurtenberg coming around to the right side, hands it off, and the weave continues. Now it's going to be Eichhoff down to Keller on the right side, back to Wurtenberger. Jessica in the paint, kicks it out again to Eichhoff, 3:45 to go. Eichhoff pulls up in the paint, got her to go for about 8 feet. Eichhoff with seven all here in the second half. And it's a 16-point advantage for the Irish now. To the right side, it goes down in that right corner to Addison Darnell. Back out top for Maddox. Maddox goes left side for Turner. Back to the top, Baltenbarger drives down, pulls up, looks, leaves the ball back for Maddox for three. Too strong. Rebound to Wurtenberger. Jessica lobs it ahead to Eichhoff on the right sideline. Makes the catch and stops. Now she'll dribble over to the left side with the ball. Hands the ball off now to Witt, and she will be fouled by Addie Maddox. And Addie has number four, team foul number five. 3:02 to play. Subs in for Auburn. Sydney Binder back in the ball game, and Olivia Swanson back in there. Now it's Delaney Witt with the basketball. Hands it off to Eichhoff. Eichhoff down the lane. Kicks the ball to the left side. Witt for three. Short, no good. A race for the rebound. Lechtenberg wins the race. And did she step out of bounds? Yes, she did. She couldn't get her momentum stopped. Nothing wrong with that play. She won the race to the ball, but her momentum carried her to the sideline of the scorer's table. And it'll be Auburn basketball. Good hustle by both teams on that play. Binder up the floor for the Bulldogs now. 2:38 to play. It's a 16-point Irish advantage. Now give the ball in the middle. Baltenbarger rolls to the hole. And a blocking foul on Macy Keller. Her first foul of the ball game. Second foul of the second half against Sacred Heart. At the free throw line will be Zoe Baltenbarger. 6 points, all in the third quarter, 0 for 2 at the line, and got that one. Now 1 for 3 on the night, 47-32. Keller comes out. Dacey Witt into the game for Sagan Hart as Coach Sando pretty much going to an all-guard lineup here. Everybody can handle the ball that's in there right now for the Irish. Free throw up, free throw rattles off, won't go. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. She'll push it up the left sideline and now leave it back for Wurtenberger. 2:24 to go in this contest. Wurtenberger moving to the right side, hands it off to Delaney Witt. She goes around to a double two and a foul called. A reach in will be called against Jasmine Kirkpatrick. Her first. Jameson with the foul, her first team foul number six. This is Jameson, excuse me. And now we have Irish inbounding side court. Go to the back to Witt. Delaney to the front court with it. Off to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger coming around, looks. And her cross court pass gets to Witt. Almost fouled. No whistle. Wasn't a lot of contact. Now Wurtenberger with a minute 56 to go. The Irish are happy to dribble. Now Wurtenberger will back all the way out between the circles and hand the ball off again to Delaney Witt. Auburn can do little here but chase him or foul him. Here's a pass off. Eichhoff up on the layup and a blocking foul is called. Addie Maddox fouled out of the ball game with 2 points at the 1:42 mark. And I didn't see the call by the referee, but she was a upset and marching up the court. She's going, I didn't want to commit that foul. Eichhoff with the bucket has nine, and will be at the line for a three-point opportunity here. 1:42 to play. It's up. It's off the front. No good. Rebound Swanson. 17-point Irish advantage, 49-32. Binder to the left side for Turner back in there. Underneath it goes Swanson, fouled by Delaney Witt on the shot. Her second, team foul number three of the half. So at the free throw line is going to be Olivia Swanson. Olivia's got 8 points, a couple of threes, a two, and now a free throw. Gives her 9, going for 10 on the night. The minute 29 to go. Second free throw for the Bulldog senior coming up. It's going to be good. Pops on the rim a couple times and fell in the hole. 49-34, Wurtenberger comes in. Timeout, Sacred Heart, leading by 15. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
49-34, Sacred Heart girls with a lead here over the Auburn Bulldog girls. Boys game coming up. You're listening to Sunny 101.3. KLZA, Falls City, and Auburn. We are set getting ready for that boys game coming up. That'll be 20 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Auburn breaks the huddle. Coach Luke Sando working on the defense and the offensive philosophy here. Up by 15. Irish basketball, they'll be facing full court pressure here by Auburn. Full court man-to-man. Oh, somebody's not watching. There we go. Somebody lost an Irish player. Now they found her, so everybody's covered. And here we go. Wurtenberger will inbound, lob it into Eichhoff, makes the catch, watching behind her, and that crosses midcourt. They try to trap her, hand it off to Daisy Witt, and now back to Wurtenberger. Jessica gives the ball away, and now it's Eichhoff moving right, returns left, hands it to Wurtenberger. Jessica off the right side to Delaney Witt. Delaney back and in, guarded there by Darnell. The ball bounced off the back of Darnell, went right back to Wurtenberger with a minute to play. So the Irish now just running out the clock here with 53 seconds to play. And a reach-in foul on Addison Darnell, her second. And number eight team foul, and the free throw line will go Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia shooting 1-1, and Coach Sando bringing in a whole new group here. Wurtenberger checks out tonight with 20 points, had 13 in the first quarter. Lechtenberg checking out of the game. She finishes with 8 for the Irish. Delaney Witt checking out. She finishes the night with 2. Olivia Eichhoff at the line with 9, looking for 10 with a free throw. It's on the way up, and no good. Rebound grabbed up by Jasmine Kirkpatrick. And Swanson lost. Oh, Kirkpatrick, her shoe came off partially. Had to stop and get that fixed. Sando's back in the game for the Irish. Daisy Witt stays in there. Also in the ball game for Sacred Heart now is Shaylee Schmidt and Jocelyn Oberdeen. Auburn brings in Mackenzie Stanley. Olivia Thomas checking in, a sophomore. Also in there, Ava Gertis, a 5'6 junior. Thinking caught up. 33 seconds to go, and it's Daisy Witt to the front court. Sarah brings Sadie Tisdall in as well on that break. Now it's Daisy Witt out to Tisdall. Tizzle moving left to the top of the key with a dribble. Hands off to Sando as they run a weave out top. Sando turns the corner off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Oberdeen. Tried to put it back up. We got a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs on Ava Gurdes. Her first team foul, number 9. And at the line will be Jocelyn Oberdeen. Jocelyn shooting a pair here. 5'8 sophomore sets, fires, front end, no good. She'll have another opportunity here to get in the scorebook. Sayard brings Ellie Falk into the ballgame now. Here comes Shea DeLisi into the ballgame. Whoops, you got to check in, Shea. No, you got to wait. Up and good. Now they made the free throw. Now you're good to go. Shea is a freshman. All right, Auburn ball down by 16, just 13 seconds left here. To the front court they come. Pass the ball off on the right side to Ava Gurdes. Back out to the top, take it left side to Addison Darnell. And they're not going to get a shot off. Your final 50-34, Sacred Heart with the win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring in our boys' game tonight. The wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. For the Auburn Bulldogs tonight, they're led by Olivia Swanson with 10 points in the ballgame. 8 tonight for Jamison Kirkpatrick. 7 more for Zoe Baldensberger to go with 7 rebounds. 6 for Sydney Viner and a couple of long ones. 2 for Addie Maddox and 1 for McKenna Turner for their total of 34. For the Irish, leading the way tonight, Jessica Wurtenberger, 20 points for the Irish senior. 9 for Olivia Eichhoff, all in the second half. 8 for Gentry Lechtenberg. 7 for Macy Kellerdine, including a 3-pointer. Daisy Witt, 3. Delaney Witt, 2. And 1 for Jocelyn Oberdeen for the Irish total of 50. 50-34, your final. The Irish girls pick up the win. The boys hit the floor. We're about 20 minutes away from keeping.